with the EchoLink test server. This server records your transmissions and plays them back to help you adjust your transmitted and received audio. Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 2, 3, 4. Testing, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. W4DJW. 1-4. Testing, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. W4DJW. W4DJW testing 1 2 3 4 testing testing 1 2 3 4 W4DJW testing 1 2 3 4 testing testing 1 2 3 4 testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 W4DJW testing 1 2 3 4 testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 W4DJW testing 1 2 3 4 testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 W4DJW testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 W4DJW testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1
W4DJW testing 1 2 3 4 testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1
W4DJW testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1
DJW testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1
KJ4YQK W4DJW KJ4YQK, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.
W4DJW, KN4RJN, did you get to see the snow?
I did. I took the dog and the cat out there to it. Cat didn't want to get off the porch. Dog went out there and made yellow snow.
Coming down fairly steady here. It's small flakes, but it's coming down and starting to stick to trees and whatnot, but I don't think it's going to last long.
Yeah, that's about the same here. I'm thinking they said about an inch of accumulation, about, and that'll be about it.
And the way our weather's going, it'll probably be 70 degrees tomorrow.
Hurricane one day, torrential rains that same day, 70 degrees the day before that, below freezing at night, and snow during the day. What more could you ask for?
Have my seasons, you know, one at a time and not all in the same week.
Well, you moved to the wrong location for that.
Obviously.
Well, I didn't get that other note finished. I decided just to revert back to the other one and do some troubleshooting offline with that one. So we're reverted back to the backup.
Do that. Well, like I said, if all else fails, a BFH.
Get a bigger hammer.
The engineer's motto, cut to shape, pound to fit, paint to match, and if it can't be fixed with a hammer, it can't be fixed.
I heard somebody on the, I think it was on a bridge the other day, said, it might have been on TV, I can't remember, but they said, welders could break an anvil with a rubber hammer. That's how hard they are on stuff.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all.
I don't know. An anvil's pretty tough. It'd be hard to break an anvil with a rubber hammer.
Have talent, what can I say?
So are you going out in the snow any? Taking the animals out in the snow? Letting them look around? I put a cat tree in front of the big window and opened the shutters, and she jumped up there and she's trying to paw the snowflakes. That's why I took them outside.
The dog out when it was just starting to come down a little bit, but she was too interested in barking at the neighbors, and finally got her to do her business and brought her back inside, and now she's just laying there looking at me like, where's my treat, you know, that type of thing.
So I take it the cats don't venture outside?
Go on the back porch, which is screened in, and one of them went out there. I said, you don't want to go out there, it's cold. She went out, about 5 minutes later she went back in, so no, they don't seem too terribly fascinated by it. They get excited when a bird lands in the tree out off the front porch, and they start going crazy.
Lucy thought she wanted to go out into it until she got on the concrete on the front porch. And then Maggie and I went out and in the yard. I went out to the mailbox, and Lucy never got off the steps. She just, I guess it's too cold for her. By the time I got back to the porch, she was inside.
Up in Maine, I had a collie. It looked a lot like Lassie. And whenever it would snow, she'd go crazy and just go out and roll in it and nose in it and just have a great time in it.
That sounds like Labrador Retrievers and Border Collies. And a little bit German Shepherd. I used to raise German Shepherds, and they used to love the snow. They go run and chomp at it and roll in it and have a good time.
To have a husky that would do the same thing whenever it would snow, she would just go absolutely crazy in it and just all that. And she loved it.
Well, enjoy it while it lasts, because it's going to be gone tomorrow. I won't keep you. KM4RJN, W4DJW.
Have a good one. Remember, all else fails, use a hammer. KN4RJN, I'm clear.
W4DJW, clear.